It's 2:30 in the morning here, and I'm wide awake outside, keeping my voice down in case I wake Claude. But Poppy's just sniffing around and running about a bit. And I'm just kind of, I'm wired really on the whole, on La Fresh and where we're at. It's a kind of exciting stage because the release is imminent, but on the other hand, it's frightening. we've got a firm decision to go ahead and launch when it's not complete, in the sense that some of the features won't be available. And that's causing me to just doubt occasionally. But on the other hand, we know it's the right thing to do because we don't want to spend a lot of time developing features that the community using the app don't call for. So we're kind of hoping it's not a mistake to release it in a kind of iterative early beta, and just hoping that people will just use it once, judge it and switch it off. The one thing we've prioritised is anonymity. The ability to check in anonymously struck us as being vitally important, but also having a mechanism so that you could claim back any of those check-ins at any point if you wanted to, and without any effort they would be allocated so that you would get the points for the check-in. And we've cracked that, but it's been at the cost of Twitter integration for the time being, because clearly we need to you can only have one or the other, you can't be anonymous and tweeting from your Twitter account. What happens if you're anonymous when you use the app is that it tweets from the Love Fresh Bot account. So people that follow that and people who are interested will get the information. They'll know the location, but they won't know who submitted it. You can still record audio. You can still submit images. All of the functionality works. And then we'll introduce the accounts very soon after, or with the release. We're not sure yet. And if you want to, you'll be able to log in and link your Twitter account and tweet away about good local fresh food. So for us it was important to have that privacy ability built into the app. It's something that was seen ignored by Facebook and Google and all the big players in the location game. They seem to favour the idea that they can become an immediate advertising revenue stream, whereas our whole company philosophy is one of user focus, so there's no benefit to the user of people being able to target them quite so well. That said, you know, as the app develops, there's all sorts of things in there that will provide different users with different levels of privacy. And, you know, as I say, at the basic level of non-privacy public use, you just tweet your location just as you would with Foursquare or Koala, except it's centric to a particular subject, in this case food. Yeah, let me stop myself going off on a gibber about Love Fresh. I'm just trying to kind of clear my mind really, because I'm trying to sleep so that I can get my sleeping pattern into normal hours. There are just a couple of things. There's the big dilemma, which is the data dilemma, which isn't really solved in that it's a gamble whichever way we go. But the way I see it, if we stick our database of loads of local food producers into Love Fresh, then we defeat the fun of half of the gaming element of it, which is discovering places for yourself, checking them in, and then having other people find them from your check-in. And that kind of serendipity around the food producer's location is what we're trying to enhance and achieve and create communities around producers. So if we go making ourselves into a directory, which is what I see, a database of businesses chucked in as an overlaid over our map, as being a derogatory to internationalisation. In other words, we're not likely to be able to locate businesses all over the world that are relevant to our app, and we are likely to get a lesser quality set of data from just randomly throwing in businesses, so we're leaving it to the community. Everything when the app is launched will be blank, and that scares us. But I think it's worth the gamble, and I will explain it hopefully quite well over the course of the release, so that everyone will know what they're downloading from iTunes or whatever. Also, today we got the confirmation papers for Love Fresh Limited being incorporated, so that's really exciting. I turned to Facebook last night to just see if I could find some old friends that I've looked for many times on Facebook, and through finding one person, I managed to find another person when they allowed me to be their friend, and I saw a few more, and I've basically got in touch with a good 8 old friends that I haven't seen for absolutely ages that I've really missed. So that's been a real highlight today. That's seen me buzzing all day. Can you hear that? That's Poppy sniffing the air. Basically, she can smell the fox or something. So that's just been really good, and you know, it's a real turning point for me, because I've been fairly self-isolating while I was not well, very isolating and agoraphobic and all the rest, and you know, making the effort to get in touch with people was just not something I did. Even friends I'd seen in the last year, I pushed people away. So it's nice to be this kind of normal again. Doesn't feel like there's any room to go to get, you know, to get ill again now these days. I really do feel like after being overstimulated by the city and stresses and stuff, I had a good period of recovery, and every day is just a very stable experience, which is brilliant. You know, without being flat, it's not, it's not something I want to have a completely stable day. I like the ups and downs of, and exciting things that happen, and the challenging things that happen. but yeah, been an altogether huge day in many ways for me. I'm just standing out here now. The sky is entirely clear of clouds, and Jupiter's is so bright. Every single star visible. I've got this Starwalk app on my iPad, and it's really good. You kind of open it and hold it in front of you, and it shows you exactly what you're looking at up in the sky, which, you know, I find pretty useful, because my memory's crap, and whatever constellations I've learnt, I always forget. Endless gibber. How long have I been? Oh God, 8 minutes of endless gibber. Poppy's looking at me like I'm a weirdo. In fact, she's sitting waiting to go in the house now. So I'll sign off. But as well, I've been using Audioboo direct messages, and they're brilliant. Really, really good. Crystal clear audio recordings sent to friends. Much better quality than phone messages, and just a really neat sort of indication of where the future's going with communications. Anyway, good night, and I'll with a more coherent announcement about Love Fresh once we've ironed out a few of the things that are causing us to sweat a bit, and are certain of the date of submission to the App Store. But we'll be releasing preview copies to our community when we simultaneously to submitting it to the App Store, and then not updating that app. The next update they'll get is the official one, but we'll be updating the back end, so the infrastructure that the app relies on, which we've written in Ruby on Rails, we'll be able to tweak and refine before the App Store release goes live. So yeah, all good stuff. Back on it again, aren't I? Back talking about Love Fresh. It just makes a change to be so passionate about something you're doing for a living or a job, whatever you call it, planned career, as opposed to the stress of the city. So yeah, I do get a bit distracted and enthusiastic. Good night.